In studio with me, I am excited to announce that we have Mpumelelo Mohlongo, one of the star athletes who took part in the Tokyo Paralympics in August and September. The talented athlete broke two world records in the men's 100-meter combat T44 and T64 class final in the men's long jump T44 final. Last year, February, Mpumelelo was also here in studio for breaking his own world. Yes, his own world, and we're happy to have him here again to talk about his experience at the Paralympics. Welcome to the show, and how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Tamina. Thank you for having me.
Can you please tell us more about the Tokyo Paralympics and what the experience was like?
The Tokyo Paralympics this year was strange after the postponement for 1 year, but it felt like I was a child again, very excited to see my friends play in the playground, jump in the sand as a grown man where my only responsibility was to have fun. So it was very exciting.
How did it feel breaking not one, but two world records?
I can't say that it felt any different than just being out and enjoying the moment. The team puts together a lot of effort and time to make sure that we perform at our best, and I'm just grateful that it translated to world records, but would have been happy if the performance was not a world record.
It must have been strange being a part of games during the coronavirus pandemic. Can you tell us more about what it was like?
It was strange because, you know, you're normally used to about 60,000 people shouting your name from all sides of the corner, and you walk out to an empty stadium. But I think we were also nervous and excited to be there. The only time you realize there weren't people in the stands is when you finished running or finished jumping. You look up and there's only 10 people. You say, but I thought I heard more voices. What's up with that?
You've also studied chemical engineering. How do you balance your training with your academics?
I can't say I do a very good job, but I think it's just planning. So in the mornings, if you have a routine every Monday, every Tuesday, you go to training, you come back, you get to rest a bit, and then your studies are balanced in the way in which you approach them. And between my coach and my supervisor at university, they make sure that it stays as balanced as possible.
Today we are talking about mental health. How do you mentally prepare for such a huge competition like the Paralympics?
I think the big thing is to face your fears. So it's to sit down with yourself without having anyone there and ask yourself, what are you really afraid of? What makes you, scared to face the moment or be in a big stage? And once you face those fears, is to find a group of people experiencing the same thing. And then you slowly realize that your fears are very common among your peers. And you're not alone. You're not alone in being scared. You're not alone in feeling lonely. You're not alone in what struggles you go through on a daily basis. And once you have find that community, you're then able to find a lot of strength in other people's journeys and how they faced it. And the way that I prepare is exactly that. I look at my fears, chat to my coach, see where else we can get some support. And then with my extended community, make sure that we find a solution for whatever I'm facing.
What words of encouragement do you have for children who want to follow in your footsteps?
Follow my footsteps. They're very small shoes, so it'll be very easy for children. But enjoy life. While you're a child, your only responsibility is to have fun, meet a lot of people, talk to people, find out about what the person next to you is going through, how you can help, how you can contribute to the people that you call friends and family. Other than that, everything else seems to work itself out, because when you're an adult, it's not as fun as it looks, I promise.
What are your next steps, and will you be taking part in the 2024 Paris Games?
I don't know. I know my next steps it's working and going into the field of sustainability, because I'm really passionate about the planet and what we do with our waste and how we can make sure that the younger generation doesn't have to pay for the actions of the older generation. But in terms of Paris Games, it's 3 years down the line. I'm resting at the moment. I'm just happy to be back in Cape Town, enjoy the beach, enjoy some sun. And if next year I feel like I can go another 3 years, then you'll definitely see me in Paris.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for everything you guys are doing. And I hope listeners are excited as you are, Thamina, with all the movies and series that are out there. I think I might take one or two tips of what to watch next.
Thank you for that lovely interview.